This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there, and we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
John Lieberman here with you, filling in for Brian Shackman. Brian will be back tomorrow as the show goes on the road. You know, there was a very interesting piece in the Hartford Courant this week, and the headline was, Connecticut wants to be a climate leader by 2050. It's not going to be as easy as temperatures rise. And it's Stephen Underwood, very well-reported piece, and he talks about how the governor signed these two landmark climate bills recently that set the goal for Connecticut to be carbon neutral by 2050 and to fortify the state's infrastructure against severe weather, despite what's happening at the federal level, the federal rollbacks. We needed some perspective on this, some more context, because this is a crazy complicated issue. And there is a guy based here in Connecticut who can help us sort this out. His name is Bryson Hull, and Bryson is the Deputy Northeast Director for Consumer Energy Alliance and the Vice President of Strategic Communications for HBW Resources. And Bryson joins us here on WTIC News Talk 1080. Good morning, Bryson.
Good morning, John. Thanks for having me on.
Of course. Hey, Bryson, Connecticut aims to be a climate leader by 2050, targeting net zero emissions. From your perspective, what are the biggest challenges the state faces here?
Well, the biggest challenge the state faces, John, is the pure math of the whole thing. And just for some perspective on this bill, it's very cookie cutter. It's a little bit out of time if you look at what's happening at the federal level. And by that, I mean the massive energy policy changes we've seen in the current presidential administration. And the big thing is all of these, you know, this is a cookie cutter bill. And initially the plan was to be, by executive order, was to be carbon neutral by 2040. Now we've rolled that back to 2050. The mechanism for this and all of these plans, and you see them across the country, in particularly in blue states like Connecticut, it's about wind and solar. And that's what the climate lobby always pushes. Here's the thing. The mechanism to fund wind and solar has been tax credits that are financed through a couple of banks that do this at the national level. Those are gone. They are gone. The Trump administration got rid of them. It's not going to happen. But the math part of this is hard. If you look at what Connecticut's energy mix is, about a third of our energy comes from Millstone Nuclear Plant, 60% from natural gas, none of which we have here in the state. We have to get it from elsewhere. And the remainder is mostly heating oil or oil fire generation. So the numbers are getting to net zero. That's a whole lot of power that you have to offset and get, you know, by offsetting meaning you have to, you know, you do carbon capture, you do all these other things that really haven't been proven at scale yet. So I think this is a great headline bill, but it's not really an achievable bill. And what it's going to do is it's going to face challenges financially because the money, the tax credits used to be very valuable. They're not valuable at all anymore. So I think we're looking at some hard choices and some hard conversations, and it's going to be even more challenging with the very difficult regulatory environment we have, which has been Bank of America called probably the worst in the country.
Yeah, so let me ask you this, because I like to bring it down to the listener level too and the actual consumer level. And you have an interesting role because you represent both consumer energy interests and strategic comms in the energy sector. So my question for you is, how can Connecticut kind of balance the need for this aggressive climate action with concerns about energy affordability and reliability for every single person and business in Connecticut?
Well, that's a huge problem here. And I mean, you saw when you hear the Public Utilities Regulatory Authority become a regular staple of the news and legislature, something's wrong. And the reason that was wrong is we have some of the highest retail electricity prices in the country. And the reason we have those is a number of factors. But one of the big ones is there's $1 billion every year tacked onto the bill for things that have nothing to do with energy. And that's the public benefits charge, right? So when the old ladies in my neighborhood are complaining about the public benefits charge, something's wrong. So affordability is the first and foremost problem. And the governor's commissioner for economic and community development, Dan O'Keefe, has said literally energy prices are an existential problem for Connecticut's economy. And so there's a recognition coming out of the governor's office. He's actually the first Democratic governor I've ever heard say we need to have an all of the above energy strategy, which means we use everything. We use gas, we use nuclear, we use wind, we use solar. That's great. But Connecticut's got to be clear about what the people want versus what the climate lobby wants. And the climate lobby will always tell you it's over tomorrow. The sky is falling. There's no question that the climate is changing and that we've had some, you know, more extreme weather than in the past. But I think when you get down to the voter level, and this is why you've seen some reverses in some of the political moves, the voters care that they can afford their energy, and then when they turn on their light switch, the power is there.
Yep.
And everywhere we've seen these kind of, you know, programs to very European style programs to reduce, you know, get rid of fossil fuels, do all this, you see prices go up triple in some cases. Look at California, look at New York. It's reversing course as well on its very aggressive climate policy. So at the end of the day, we have to sit down and have a real conversation about, you know, keeping things affordable, because you can't have a good economy and a modern life without a lot of power. And it's only going to get stronger with the massive generational level of demand coming from AI and data centers.
So, Bryson, I have about 90 seconds left, and I need to ask you this because, and you just touched on it a little bit about New York and California, but I know you advise clients across the Northeast and beyond. What can we learn here in Connecticut as this issue remains on the front burner, both leading on climate and protecting economic competitiveness and energy security?
So, John, there's no solutions here. There's only trade-offs. So you've got to pick one or the other, not necessarily one or the other, but you've got to say, all right, let's be realistic about what the math is. The math is we have all our power is nuclear and natural gas. We're not going to get there with wind and solar. We spent $500 billion as a nation and that on wind and solar, and we've got, what, 3%? Of our energy comes from it. Not that these are not viable, they're good. But at the end of the day, what we've seen that's worked for states that have a good regulatory environment, not a terrible one where, you know, the regulatory leader is in court being accused of hiding state records and destroying them, and you have Bank of America criticizing it, you've got to get down to sit together with everybody. The climate lobby needs to sit down with the utilities and say, hey, we got to build this system. And if we're going to build this system, let's make sure that it's affordable enough for the workforce to live here and do it. And I think that's just really, you just have to be realistic. And in Connecticut, we're Connecticut Yankees, man. Measure twice, cut once. That's what we need to do. Have an honest conversation and make the trade-offs we need that the people want, not specific interest.
Sounds like maybe you need to be the mediator. It sounds like you might be the guy to get everybody to the table. That's what we need to do. His name is Bryson Hull, Deputy Northeast Director for Consumer Energy Alliance and the VP of Strategic Comms for HBW Resources. Hey, Bryson, thanks so much for adding context to the discussion. Appreciate it.
Thank you, John.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.